Are we ready to put another, do another cobweb?
I just have a process question.
Okay, process question.
Process question is there a difference level-wise, power-wise, whatever word I would use, between the dotted circles here and the solid circles?
It was just a way to say there's ad nauseum. They just go on and on.
So those might be connect points to the web that we drew before, as an example, something like that, where it's right. Not this page by itself, but it just laps over onto something else.
That's why your little worksheet there has a lot more little ovals than we have here, because okay. They'll just keep reaching out. So if we'll keep in mind that, to repeat, this cobweb has worked in competitive situations from day one, so to speak, all the way through to 5 minutes ago. So we want to look for, if we found anything on this cobweb as a clue, if in going back through our inventory, if there was any of these, all we need is one to find the rest of the cobweb. We only need to find a hopeless spirit. And then we can start to see that there's going to be a whole cobweb of things that work there. This is what God wants to teach us, to shorten the days, to make it so we don't have to labor through each one and this and that. Here's a cobweb, okay? Let's overlay it on that situation yesterday at work. Okay, tell on it. Well, I had the competitive spirit. That person said this, I did that, I felt this, I did that. Okay, and 3 days ago, it was right here with my wife, and right here it was, and right here it was. It's the same pattern. And we can tell on it, and we've tracked a cobweb back. Spirits say, well, how could you ever tell on every thought that you've ever had? Well, here's how. It's going through a, like a computer can do, a search. Let's search for all those. Okay? We've done a search. There's all the situations. They have that particular set of spirits.
When I would suppose it would be a different cobweb, not different, but closely attached to this. Competitiveness often brings up anger.
Oh, good.
It's not the only thing that brings up anger, of course, but until the umpire comes.
Usually with anger there's a pattern of rejection and hurt.
Okay. Well, let's say
do an overlay.
Are you saying we've got anger up here and we've got hurt down here? Is that what you're saying? Something like that? Is that all right? Start with?
Yeah. Rejection.
I think my mind is processing something a little bit different than crypto-wise, but that's fine.
Okay, what would be before there was anger? What would some other spirits be along with anger?
Well, I put anger in the middle of it. Self-right competitiveness.
But before you're angry, okay, but before you're angry, there would be... Sometimes anger is when we throw the golf clubs in the lake, if you've ever played golf, or we throw the hammer through the windshield if we had a windshield.
Yeah. Competitive, I didn't do it right. Somebody else got in my way. So frustrated. It was usually preceding.
All right.
There's a reason for my anger.
Right.
Joke.
So you had some that we hadn't had much before. Was one of them right there?
Disappointment.
Self-right. Well, it's sexually have to be self-right. Okay. Self-right.
Justifying.
Justifying.
Basically, it will be saying I have the right to be angry because of this and because of that. Because of this. Mm-hmm.
Might even be frustrated somewhere in there.
Just a little bit different angle, just on anger spirit by itself, if we, which would be another pattern, of course, another cobweb, if we put anger in the center, it doesn't do anything unless it just sits there unless there's something fed into it. So you can go around the block by saying frustrations, irritations, interruptions.
Okay. So look, if we put anger then in the middle.
Okay.
I'm flexible. I got the eraser here. All right. Okay, so just, anger. So what was another one right here?
Interruptions.
Yeah.
Distractions. Frustrations. They're out to get me.
Frustrations.
Attack.
Pressure.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, yes.
Denial.
Rights. Okay, denied of rights. So we are justified because we've been denied our rights, that kind of thing? Yeah. Rights. We have the right of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and they're in my way. Out of my way, buddy. My right, not your right.
My right, you're wrong.
Yes.
It doesn't
look
like
it's unfair.
What's unfair?
Everything. Just everything.
Rejection and hurt.
Okay, so back underneath all of this is our hurt and rejection and unloved.
Unloved.
Yeah. So it gets back. Oh, gets back. It's back. Yes.
I'll put that up in the circle up there.
That's revenge.
Oh, that's another reason.
Interesting, looking at the sun all day.
Just about what it might be, when the cobweb was, I was thinking about power.
Okay.
Power, wealth, I'm rich, you're poor.
Mm. Oh, hang on to that just a moment. Got something else for this guy? This cobweb?
Frustrated typically works as some image of how things ought to be. It's supposed to be this way, and I can't make it be this way, so I'm frustrated.
Or yeah. Should.
Yeah, an image, an ought.
Expectation, yes.
I could have spelled that. Okay, so you get the idea. Expectation.
Yeah, and disappointment.
And disappointment.
It's like anger.
And...
I think a temper is something that you want to carry. I have a temper. Everyone knows I have a temper. And then anger, he made me angry. I'm angry because of it.
Right, I'm justified.
Yeah.
And I have a short fuse, so don't push me. Okay? Ready for another overhead? Or go ahead.
All of the offshoots of the way we express that anger are there, which you alluded to before. Maybe it doesn't cross my mind to throw a hammer through the windshield. Maybe I just slam the door. But all of these expressions of how we've seen it, and that's how we express it.
Sarcasm. Mm-hmm. Who can cut somebody the best? Cut them down. Let's cut them down.
Most of what we're looking at here is the underlying form of the anger, and then what you just expressed in sarcasm is some of the ways it comes out of us. Mm-hmm. Whether it's either going to come out of us or get bottled up in us, it comes out with its words or thrown on our head or whatever it might be. It manifests in different ways. This is what causes this.
Ah.
It explodes out in different ways.
Good. So what you're saying is that these arrows go in like this to produce the anger and the sarcasm, is an out. It's an outie, okay? So you can put arrows on your connections.
Part of the connection between this one and the last pattern, all the competitive and the pressure, is I think talked about a little bit, but hasn't been labeled, and that's jealousy. It's a very strong spirit, the competitiveness, the comparing's there, and then there's the jealous spirit. It's jealous of what they have, jealous of something about that person, and along with that, the hate spirit, which is connected with the anger, because it hates that person, it hates what they have and I don't have.
Well, it was mentioned a few minutes ago about power, and it sounds like that's connected to what you're saying there on jealous of something or other. Where would you put jealousy on it?
In the middle.
You want it in the middle? In the middle, all right. Two say in the middle. Jealousy. And what would you like to do with this?
Hate.
Hate? Cast it out. Okay, so hate feeds jealousy. Which direction is our arrow going here? Okay.
Leads.
Other way, shoot?
Yeah, I was
if
you're jealous, you're
going to hate. Flee. When you put jealousy and hate, you'll flee.
Let's
get away from
escape.
Separate.
Escape. So,
maybe along the line that hate is resentment.
So, what are we jealous of? What do you have?
Oh, you feel like superior and inferior.
Okay. If you're feeling jealous, are you feeling inferior or superior?
Inferior.
Probably inferior. What do you want that they have? So, if you're feeling inferior and jealous, then you're going to want to have what they have. So that's coveting. Yeah, praise God. That's a good. Good connection there. What if you don't get it?
Frustrated.
So again, we have a truth that the way it's going outward, whether it comes out as murmuring and disputing or backbiting or gossiping, whatever it might
gossip,
be,
oh yeah.
Comes out of them. There's outward in a variety of manifestations.
I think it's intention.
Back to attention.
This is probably another pattern, but if you don't get what you want, another option is give up. Hopeless.
Give up.
Depressed.
That's part of the escape, isn't it? Give up. All right.
If you use the example of like a spirit that is jealous because someone's getting more attention, there's usually a very possessive, greedy spirit that wants all the attention. And there can be demanding and control spirits that work there.
Okay, somewhere in here, we've got greedy. May not be right in order.
Something that was said behind me here a minute ago, jealousy to hate, where you go escape and give up that way, this way would be to attack. The opposite of escaping is attacking.
Okay.
Or anger is very similar.
And then there would be some self or selfishness if you're coveting and you're jealous of what someone else has. You want it for self instead of being able to be happy that the other person has it.
Okay. Selfish beings in here.
Jealousy hurts. Can't hurt, ignores. So, in order to control the situation, act like that other person doesn't exist.
All right. So, an outie of jealousy would be ignoring, you know, not him goring, but ignoring.
which is hooked up with the hurt spirit.
Okay. So we feel hurt.
All of this is going on, then all this frustration, we couldn't get what we wanted, then we're going to try to project what we're going to do about the situation. So projection would work for you.
Okay. So,
to get even.
Project out in our minds some device.
Yeah.
I guess the end result would be murder.
Murder, huh? Right. Attack. Murder because hate. What's the scripture? If you hate your brother, you're a murderer.
That was part of that. It was Cain and Abel. That's the very thought. Hate, jealousy, hate, attack, murder. It was Cain and Abel.
On the other side of give up could be self-murder.
Especially you.
Suicide, uh-huh. Self-hatred. That's the spirit turning on us. Instead of turning out, it just turns on us. Same spirit coming right back.
I was thinking down to when he says to ignore them. They are no longer part of the human, the caring, the feeling. So therefore, the system is. When you go to the hurt part, you feel the hurt, you want to eliminate the hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. No respect for them if we're ignoring them. No self-respect for us if they go the other way.
If you're so jealous of what they have, if you are jealous to a certain extent, you could go in there and steal what they have so they don't have
to pay. Right. Not just covet, but steal.
There's a place to
covet.
Amen. Yeah. It's like an attribute that you're jealous of. You can do a cover up and, like, I've got it when you don't have it. It's like putting on a face. Taking it.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, cover it up.
It says, I'm really not inferior. I really do have it to cover up.
Uh-huh. Over there, yeah.
Off of the coveting is a false image because you have to set up an image that you, they have something you don't have or that you need it for some reason. So, there's some image that you need.
Okay, well, we got one circle left here.